Last Save Loaded, episode 385. Good morning and welcome, or good evening and welcome, good night and welcome, whatever time of the day it is, welcome to the Last Save Loaded podcast with me, Justin Smith, and the not at all grumpy Mr. Colm Sheridan.
Good morning, Justin. I would even go as far as to say a little bit chirpy.
Yeah, and we're here, it's a Saturday morning, there's no other people in the house moaning that you're being loud and that you have to talk really quiet.
Not yet, no.
do you think there'll be a bacon run later? That sometimes happens on the Saturday morning session.
I'm in the sitting room at the moment, so the only trouble with the sitting room is if somebody touches the heating on, but I'll make sure they don't.
Okay. Big signs up saying, I pay for this.
Well, I don't anymore pay for anything because I'm unemployed, but there you go. I did pay for this. I helped contribute to this.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're in happy spirits because it sounds like your little session this morning online was less eventful than you'd like it to be.
Well, my high expectations of streaming with Dave, I don't have high expectations. So as long as we have fun and Dave cheers me up, he does work very hard to keep me cheered up. Yes, we did have fun, so that's the main thing. So maybe he is the cause for my happiness, even though Justin was expecting it to be the opposite way. I'm full of surprises today.
Let's see what surprises come throughout the rest of the show. So what's been going on with you in the last few days? You've been very, very nice to me and sending me lots of messages.
Have I?
Well, last week you did, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, of course, because I was concerned for you, Dave. I do have some feelings for you, Justin. Platonic, of course.
I was going to say, not romantic. But
not romantic,
wouldn't be a problem if they were.
That wouldn't be a problem either, but I don't. So I'm sorry to disappoint you, Justin, and I'm sure you're relieved to know that as well. Just sorting stuff out for my mum and trying to give Ryan a little hand with his coding in his college. He has to do a 3D visualizer with working to the beats.
Working to the beats? Is he doing some sort of musical thing?
Yes. Ah. He's not a fan of the musical things, apparently. So he was a little stressed. So I said, well...
And you said, let DJ Collie rock up and drop down some fat tunes.
Exactly. You read my...
Those exact words.
Perfectly done. I did get a look of horror, but there you go. When you're desperate, you'll take anybody's help. And yes, I managed...
Have you heard any more from your college application?
Well, speaking of that... Thank you, Justin, leading nicely into the next section, which I didn't put in the show notes, but Justin can read my mind most of the time. I've sent my college application away because I had to get the doctors to sign a medical report. So that's sent away now, so we shall wait and see. Also, on the job front, my friend, I went for a walk with Nick last week. He came down and we had a social distance walk around my area, and then he told me about a job that was going in the hospital he works in, and that I was to send in my CV, and hopefully, and who knows what may happen, but hopefully he will, you never know, I might get something back.
Oh, well, good luck with that. I really do hope you get something soon so you can get your mind stimulated again.
Well, let's not go that far, Justin. It's a porter job in a hospital. But anyway, something I might like because I'm fed up looking at computers, even though I play computer games. It's funny that, isn't it? Anyway, what else? Yes, so I did a guest appearance on the Geekachu podcast. That was fun. They do Skype, video Skyping.
Yes, well, the that would be why when I recorded with Gare for this show, he had the video on, and I did not turn my video on because I didn't want to distract him by, you know, what was going on in my house.
Yeah, your beautiful toys, yes.
My piles of laundry, actually.
Okay, my piles of laundry, yes. And so that was good. That was a fun experience. He has been moaning ever since about how long it's taken to edit the podcast. But I just tell him, well, you asked me to come on board, so stuff you.
Did he let you talk a lot?
He did. He gave me free rein of the mic, and I made the most of it, unlike this podcast. So Carlos got his Xbox Series X as well, and he was delighted with it. Even though he's only got a 1080p screen, he's still over the moon with it. So that was good.
Yeah, and Mr. Yellowbug should be getting one in the next couple of days as well.
Yes. I am now an enabler of the Xbox series of consoles, because I speak so very highly of it. And so also played some Among Us last night with the Lapsed Gamer boys. It's just fair to say that they seem to gang up on me a lot, and poor El Gav as well. So yeah. It's apparently even when I'm in the kitchen, people like to come into the kitchen. When I'm in the sitting room, people like to come into the sitting room. So I must have that magnetism about me.
maybe they just don't want you to have some peace.
That's possible too.
Well, they try to get internet famous, and it's like, I'll make all this noise in the background, and sooner or later, Colin will shout me out.
And then I played some Dying Light with Carlos, who gifted me the DLC, and he's determined to finish the DLC so we get to the last bit and then we die several times. So he was bitching and moaning because I had to go and play with somebody else, but I said, well, Carlos, one day you'll know what it's like to be popular.
Sounds just like your Resident Evil 5 sessions.
Yes, similar, actually.
Get to the end and know this is it's just not working.
Yes, Carlos' famous words are, where are you? He says that quite a lot, and I was going, I'm on the screen, Carlos, can you not see me? No, apparently he can't. Then he says, but I'm old. You have to be patient with me. I said, no, I'm not patient. Anyway, so we had fun anyway. I may have died and caused a death. The game. Once you die, you get 3 chances to die, and once you die, you have to start all over again.
Right.
So that's fun. Yeah, can you hear that squeaking?
Lots of squeaking and putting stuff in cupboards and things by the time.
Yes, of course, yes. Okay. That's just the way it is. So that was my week, Justin. How was yours?
Well, we recorded on Thursday, and I had just had the vaccine, and then Friday was not a good day.
No.
Because I was fine right the way through till, let's say, 12 o'clock when I went to bed. And I got in bed and I started thinking, oh, I'm a bit cold. I'll warm up soon. It's normal to be cold when you get in bed. And it didn't feel like very long before I realised I was shivering. And I was thinking, no, that means I'm very cold. Oh, well, I'll go to sleep soon and then that'll pass. It did not pass. To the extent where at one point I thought, okay, that's it. I'm going to go and find a blanket to put on top of the duvet. And upon finding said blanket, like walking around the house, I was having shivering fits. So I chucked the blanket over, got back in bed, give it 10 minutes or so. Yeah, glad to say I started warming up. Unfortunately, I then was roasting, and I didn't get that much sleep, but made it through the night. Woke up in the morning, thought, well, that was a horrible night, and
got in between all this roasting and freezing, did you take anything?
No, I was tired. I thought I'd just go to sleep. I'll sleep it off. And then, got up in the morning, went to get in the shower, and I could barely stand up, brush in my teeth, and I could hardly hold the toothbrush. I just had no energy at all. Felt a little bit sick. Staggered into work, and my colleague just went, "What? Why are you here? You do not look very good." I was like, "Funnily enough, I don't feel very good." And they went, "Yeah, you should probably go home." I went into HR, produced the little letter they give you with the COVID test, and it says, like, at least 1 in 10 will suffer from the following. And I went, "Yes, yes, 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 yeah." Okay, so I've got all of that. and then I think I even had some in the next category, which was up to 1 in 10 will suffer. And they went, "Oh, okay. Well, you better go home then." So I went back home, got back in bed, and I couldn't sleep. I was restless. I kept, you know, having visions and all sorts of things. It was just horrible. And at 5 o'clock, I finally surfaced, because I was originally supposed to be going to Ruth's that weekend, and we'd gotten used to the idea that maybe I wasn't going to be travelling because I clearly wasn't well, and we were looking at her coming to see me. But yeah, 5 o'clock, I staggered downstairs, had a glass of water, a cup of tea, and realised I hadn't eaten them for nearly 24 hours at that point, and I was not hungry. But by 6 o'clock, I had enough energy to decide, yeah, I am going to be well enough to go, so I'll make the travel. But realising I hadn't eaten anything, I said, right, I'll stop off at the motorway and I will get something from Subway. So I got there at 6:05. Subway was closed. Ah. Okay, I'll go to Greg's. No, Greg's is also closed. Right. The only thing left was the drive-through Costa. So I had to kind of say, what food have you got left? I had a toasted cheese and ham sandwich, and that was my dinner.
Wow.
And then I got there, and yeah, Saturday, I still had hardly any energy. Oh, I wasn't, you know, bedridden all day, but I felt like falling asleep a lot. And then came home on Sunday, back to work as normal Monday, and it's just, it's not pleasant, but I'd rather have 24 hours of feeling horrible, 18 hours, whatever it was, of feeling horrible than suffer how the two colleagues that have had COVID have been saying. One of them yesterday, I sent her a text, and she replied saying, "I'm better than last week. Still can only walk a couple of steps before I get so out of breath I have to sit down. This is the worst illness I have ever had. It is terrible the way it takes your energy." And that's pretty much the same as the other one, who said, "Yeah, I can't walk much. Just so exhausted, no taste, no sense of taste, can't walk more than a few steps without coughing or feeling totally exhausted." So it's...
Wow.
It's not great.
No.
I'm glad to say I believe both of my colleagues are on the mend, as it were. And one of them is now working from home a little bit, and the other one, I think, is just going stir crazy because she is so exhausted. Mm. Other than that, I'm still looking at the miniatures on my desk that I started painting on our charity stream. And I said to Ruth this week, I've got to make an effort. I've got to get on with it. So two nights this week, I said, just talk to me, keep me company while I do it, and I'll crack on and paint a bit more. And I'm happy to say that of the 14 models I have for the orcs, I now only have 4 that look horrendously unpainted. So it's a slow move, but it takes like 2 hours for me to do a full colour on one of the miniatures. I'll be glad when I finish this set, because the elves that I did on stream, obviously I did one completely in an evening, so I think I'll be able to fire through those in about 2 weeks.
Nice.
It's just having the momentum to sit down and go, I could play games, or I could do some painting, but games are fun, so I will play games. That's usually what happens.
Exactly, Justin.
So, front pocket, there's nothing in front pocket this week, and...
Well, can we talk about the... Can I come back to talking about my week in general from a backlog perspective?
Yes. As you how is Colm's backlog doing? I know you sent me a fun little tweet yesterday.
Yes, I did, yes. Well, last Tuesday I had a bit of a bad day, really, because I just felt like I wanted to buy something. So I may have been browsing the Argus website, and for some strange reason they had Pokemon... whatever.
Sun.
And it was like 12 quid. I may have reserved it. And yeah, so that was a bit of a bad moment for me. I didn't buy it, so I'm still on track. So yeah. I didn't buy anything. So well that's done. Good news.
Well
that's
done.
Good news. But yeah, the temptation was strong this week. So yeah. There could have been a front pocket there, but gladly there's nuts.
And how your Bugsnax streaming is getting a bit darker now?
It's very dark, Justin. Very dark. It's horrendously dark and scary and disturbing, all in one game with cute looking characters who don't look so cute once you start feeding them Bugsnax. They look like some deranged type of transformer. And they've got attitude and they've got lots of hidden depth in there. And it's I just want to finish it now. That's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And if that means going to YouTube and finding out where I need to go to get such and such a Bugsnax, I will do it because I want this out of my life. The theme tune is still going around in my head all week. That's not good.
And you know they've started making plushies of the Bugsnax themselves, and they keep selling out like within minutes of going live.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that. Just
yeah, the the one that's kind of like a spider with a strawberry for a head.
What?
I forget what it's called. It has poseable limbs for the leaves, so you can balance it in places. Yeah, that one sells out. They put a tweet out about that quite often.
All right, okay. One must investigate that.
Yeah, I think you'd probably want a bunga.
A bunga, yes, a bunga. Yes, that is Trillian's favourite saying, bunga. Anyway, so yes, I did manage to stream all this week during the week from Monday to Friday. That's a first for me in a while, and yes. I'm determined to finish it. That's all I can say. And once it's gone, I'm going for the plat. And once it's gone forever.
And then you can move on to another platinum trophy that everyone seems to have, which will be Astrobot.
Yes. I have given that a shot, but I'm too focused on bunga. So yeah. I would advise you never to play this game, Justin.
It is written that that when I have the console, that will be the first game I play and finish.
Wow. You, unlike me, will keep your promise.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Good for you.
So, should we move on?
Yes, we can. You're the ship stirrer.
Okay.
Steerer. Steering. Ship.
Navigator.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, what did you...
No, helmsman. Just... Helmsman, that's the right
helmsman.
Word. Helmsman. Navigator just says where to go. The helmsman's the one that steers. Right. Okay. So, we have no front pocket this week, because I'm not talking about the thing that I sent you a picture of to try and cheer you up the other week.
Yes. Let's not.
No, I am going to. I'm going to fess up.
I've got something in my front pocket for you. Why don't you reach on in my pocket and see what it is? Then grab onto it, it's just for you. Give a little squeeze and say, how do you do? Something in my front pocket for you.
So I have reached the age a couple of years ago where upon getting my hair cut, they start saying, and what about your eyebrows, sir? And it puzzles me when I get asked that question. I'm like, what about them? Would you like your eyebrows trimmed? I don't have any like mad scientist hairs going on. So I don't think that's an issue, but I am now conscious that I get a few quite firm eyebrow hairs growing from time to time.
And be the 40s.
And I like to absentmindedly find them, locate them and pluck them out. And I've been suffering with sneezing a lot.
Uh-huh.
And whenever I sneeze, I always sneeze for like 3 to 4, or sometimes even 5
sneezes. That's another one.
And I've come to the conclusion that I sneeze a lot because I have a lot of nasal hair, which is something else that happens when you're older, as well as suffering from the as you're well aware, Colin, the hairs sprouting from your ears.
Ah, yes, the hair ears, yes.
Yeah, well, luckily I'm not that bad, but...
You will be.
I do sometimes just sit and, you know, like... I was going to say stroke my ears, but that's not the right word. just sit and, like, fiddle with things.
Yes.
Like, you know, currently right now my twiddling tool is a classic one penny that I'm holding. I'm just playing with that. Because I've got to have something to keep me occupied.
Mm.
And I don't have a fidget spinner because, you know, those are dangerous.
Yeah.
So Colin was feeling down and I was walking through Sainsbury's and saw on the end of the aisle it's nose hair trimmer with attachment for eyebrows and yeah, it's down at £10 and I thought, do you know what? I feel sad, but at £10 I can afford to get that, and if it feels horrible and I never use it, then that's fine, but I will get it. And I picked it up. And I sent Colin a message, and sure enough, you did appreciate it. Well, when I went to Ruth's this weekend, or last weekend, I took it with me.
And oh, did you?
she was very eager to attack my eyebrows with it. Now, she's adamant that she did not really... It didn't really do anything. I've come to believe, from looking at the mirror in the last 48 hours, that certainly the outer half of my eyebrows look a lot thinner than I remember them.
Hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that she did, like, thin them down, because she's adamant she didn't, but it feels like it. But as for the nose bit, I gave it a go, and it did feel weird. But I'll tell you this, Colin.
Hmm?
I didn't sneeze for a good few days after that.
There you go. Now, once you start, you can't stop, Justin. You've started on the road now to regular trimming.
To male grooming.
The male grooming. Landscaping. Manscaping. Is that what they call it? I don't know. So tell us this, Justin, about the other hairs in the other areas.
Be careful.
Chest hairs, more so. What about arm hair? Are you getting more of that, no?
I have no idea what you're asking me here. My hair, I'm not turning into a gorilla, if that's what you're saying.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. Okay, good.
No.
Well, you shouldn't have much hair on your body because you have it all on your head. That's my theory, that people that have hair on their head don't have much hair on their body.
Okay.
That's my theory. I'm just going with that.
I think I'm going to move on because this is becoming very uncomfortable to listen to, let alone comment on. And I'm sure some of the listeners have tuned out right now and gone, what the hell am I listening to? This is a
show. You started it, Justin. You started it.
Well, nevertheless.
It was your front pocket right there.
Yeah. Anyway.
I have to say I much preferred the biscuit talk we used to do.
Oh, that reared its head again this week.
It always does.
Custard cream for life. Right, so, Colm, what have you been watching?
Well, Justin, I tried a few things but never got into them, so I can't really put them down here.
Well, you can't. You can say, nah, it wasn't very good.
Yeah. I can't remember what it was called now. I watched 3 episodes of it. Something to do with eyes, and it was on Netflix. True or Eyes or something like that. But anyway, just weird, so I watched 3 episodes and I went, nah, it's not good for me. So I just watched mostly streamers and yourself. I got in near the end when you were continuing on into the night.
Yes, thank you for joining in on my God of War stream. I believe, based off looking it up online, I've only got like 5, how's the best way to say this, 5 main story chapters to go.
Nice.
You know, because you do some things and then it says, okay, you've got a new... Not a new mission, but a new directive. So, yeah, I've got 5 left. I've just gone to hell.
Okay.
Again, for the second time. This time, with the boy. Who's a bit of a dick right now. he's very arrogant. It's like, I'm a god, I can do what I want. I can casually kill people if I feel like it.
Yeah. So he's getting powerful then, is he?
He's not getting powerful. He's just realizing that he's not a useless knobber anymore.
All right. So he's realizing he's a son of a god.
Well, he's been told he is, and yeah. By way, he is a god as well.
Yeah, not necessarily always true. I'm watching the Cockney Charmer and Monkey Mafia games. Yellow Bulk was on. Knackered Back. Well, I was on his stream, so Stobart and Hitch on Twitch, really, that's what I've been watching this week, so keeping up with the twitching.
Lovely.
Yeah. So, what about yourself, Justin?
Well, as I did make it down to Ruth's, it allowed us time to finish Cobra Kai Season 3.
Mm.
And good. It has finally, after 3 seasons, got to the point at the end where we thought it's about damn time.
Okay. It's a slow burner then, is it?
Well, it's just things happen in like the second series that you just think, well, at some point this and this is, you know, this has got to happen. And it doesn't. And then you think, why aren't you doing this? And then they finally do it at the end of the third one. So it's not that it's a slow burn. It's the fact that they spent most of season 3 going, hey, we made a second movie where we went to Japan. Let's go and bring up all the characters from that movie and bring them back into Cobra Kai.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's still very good. And
okay.
the All Valley contest gets cancelled quite early on in it because of all the kids rioting and having karate fights and everything at school.
Mm-hmm.
And it being
as you do,
yeah. So they have this this meeting to decide, like an open forum to hear appeals against it. And the woman at the end, she's like, "Well, quite frankly, I don't understand what the fascination is with all you kids in karate around here. You know, because you do kind of think it's a very select few in what is presumably a very large city, and." Mm. And it seems to be the epicenter. Yeah. So I enjoyed that. Looking forward to the return of a character from presumably Karate Kid 3 in when they make a season 4.
How long are the episodes?
6? Maybe more than that. No, maybe 10. 10, I think. Yeah.
10 episodes in each season. How long for an hour each, is it?
25, 30 minutes.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
So handy enough.
Yeah, yeah. And you can just pick up an episode here and there. Speaking of something else that was episodic, finished WandaVision.
Mm. Did you enjoy it?
The second half of the series definitely got a lot better. They've introduced plenty of new characters. There's lots of questions being asked. There's also lots of people that were doing fan theories halfway through the series going, oh, well, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. And none of it did. And they've now revolted going, oh, you made us all think this. It's like, yeah, that's the idea of a TV program, isn't it? Keep you guessing. It's just a show. They don't owe you relax. Anything.
Yeah.
So as that had finished, last night I sat down and I was talking to Ruth and we sort of said, okay, well, what do we want to do tonight? We can watch a movie. And so I said, well, now that you've seen WandaVision, you need some backstory on these characters. Let's start at the beginning. And we watched Iron Man 1, otherwise known as Iron Man. And, of course, you forget that Terrence Stamp was Rhodey back in the first one in 2008, a long time ago.
Yes.
But, glad to hear she enjoyed it. She was just very, very tired by the time it finished because it's over 2 hours long.
Yes.
And then she stopped streaming as the credits were rolling and she just suddenly went, is there a post-credit sequence? I went, yes. She's like, oh, well, I've stopped. So luckily I haven't. So I turned the iPad around to point at my TV. I was like, this is what you've just missed. And obviously, introduction of Nick Fury.
Mm-hmm.
So she has seen a couple of Thor movies, so she's aware of who he is.
Right.
I was surprised by how much Clark Gregg was in that first film, like Agent Coulson, because he's in quite a few times where he keeps saying, we need to debrief you on your capture and all this.
Yeah.
But yeah, enjoyed that. Have I been watching anything else? Well, I popped in for a little bit of Column Streams, but waking up in the morning for me is hard, so
it's no interaction.
It's just I'm here, I've made an effort, bye. I didn't really watch much else, I don't think. While I was at Ruth's, we watched another couple of episodes of Meet the Chimps, so I think we've only got 2 episodes of that left, which we enjoy. That's pretty much it.
Excellent.
So, Twitter comments. We've got we had a couple come in after we recorded last week, so I've got them in the show notes down below. I appreciate that I'm saying this, and people listening to the podcast can't see what is written down below, but we will get to them. So, regular comments.
Ian. So nice to see the comments being filled in with the emojis.
Ian, red circle, white circle, black circle, bit dead at bitdead77 says, check these great podcasts, #FF, at BossWave, at LastSaveLoaded, at ABHPod, at 60 Minutes With, at Veteran Gamers UK, at Character Unlock, at The Destiny Show, at The Wilder Ride, at Seal Podcast, at Stinking Paws, at OCDND, at Cop_Show, at The Real Queens 01, at Mild Threat Pod, at OC_Podcast, at BK on the Air, and at Joysticks Chill.
Oh, very well.
And he then, later in the week, would go on to listen to last week's show, masterfully edited by Mr. Colum, and he would say, brilliant show as always, gents. Thank you.
Thank you, Ian. So Geekitude Podcast at Geekitude Podcast. The weekend's here, so relax and listen to some of these awesome podcasts. Did I say some? I meant all. Listen to all these amazing podcasts and give them a follow too. At Last Save Loaded, at 60 Minutes With, at Film Guff, at Lapse Gamer Radio, at How to Make a Game, at Codec Moments, at Bosswave, at Band of Gamers, at Confessional Pod. Thank you.
Then we had a tweet over the weekend, well, specifically Monday, from Last Save Loaded that had an image file attached to it where it said, a lovely way to spend Monday afternoon listening to At Only Six and a little bit of At Solemn 67. Smiling face with tears of joy, tears of joy. And you bitch. I know I said I wasn't going to talk much and then proceeded to talk for 25 minutes. But after that, I shut up. Besides, you asked how I was feeling.
That's where I go wrong every week, Justin. King of Sims with a Crown, at Yellowbug 1969, at Last Save Loaded, and at Pure Dead Gaming podcast lined up for today's walk. They should at least see me most of the way, but I may need Spotify for the last mile or two. Yes, Dave and his famously long walks.
Brooker at Brooker 411. Changed my routine this week, so no run. Instead, At Last Save Loaded kept me company at work. Much loved and appreciated company. Even if At Solemn 67's hate for PS5 games... Nothing to play? The fuck are you on about, lad?
Had email filter.
When I saw the tweet, I was like, why'd you have to use that word? Had me equal parts laughing, raging, and rolling my eyes.
To which I replied, it was just a little underwhelming compared to the Series S. Don't worry, I won't be selling it.
I think someone will lynch you if you do.
Chair.
Excuse me. I did see, it wasn't really an interview, but a comment by some staff working at CEX, and they were saying, like, you know, do we feel bad that we're selling the PS5 at like £700? Of course we do. Will people buy it? Yes.
Supply and demand, Justin, supply and demand.
Yeah, and the supply is still coming. I think end of the month there might be another drop, so I don't know if I'll be too rushed. I've got plenty to play.
Well, apparently the PlayStation 5 has outsold the Switch for a launch period.
I think it's outsold everything.
Yeah. Well, I think the Switch was the biggest one up to then. Now it's basically sold.
Well, the Switch didn't sell like its best sales during its launch. It sold them at the start of lockdown.
yeah, for some strange
reason. Socially distant gaming in the house.
Yes, some particular game.
Dan Ragnar at Justin_Knowles says, At Last Save Loaded, they charge you to inflate your own tyres at the service stations up your way? What's next? Per minute charge to stand under a shop's awning during a sudden downpour? Now, I did clarify and say not only do they charge you for the air, they charge you for water as well. And yeah. He was disgusted at this, as was I. Because I'd gone into the office afterwards and I said, do you realise that they're charging you for air at Sainsbury's? And my colleagues went, well, that was always free. I said, I know, that's why I went there.
Wow. Just when you thought it couldn't get any lower.
Yeah, you put your money in, you press your button, and if you call them, you've already prepared and taken your fuel cap covers off. And fuel cap covers? Your tyre covers. And then you run them over.
Yep.
So, I mentioned that we had some comments from last week's Question of the Week. And, Colin, do you want to read the first one? Because I'm sure that you want me to read the second one.
Darren Ragnar at Justin Knowles. I haven't brought any games so far this year. I think he meant bought, Justin.
He did.
I guess that is, at least partially, a holdover from having done a year of shame. Not played much due to work commitments, restarted the Outer Worlds, dipped back into Slaydespar, and a great iOS game called Ticket to Earth.
Hmm. Is that about making sure your plugs don't shock you?
Possibly. Very good, Justin. You're quite witty.
Well, I've been awake for a little bit. Shelby, and my pet Roxy. Hi, Roxy. Roxy says, Persona 5 Strikers, which is a delightful sequel / follow-up to the events of Persona 5. I didn't know how much a Musou-style Persona game would work out, but the answer is they kept everything stylistically as close to Persona through presentation and writing and replaced the combat. Started Nier Automata, which thematically is full of incredibly heavy subject material, but it also features some incredibly stupid, sexy androids that can be distracting from the plot sometimes. 2B definitely feels like the pretty little death machine she's presented as. Jumped back into Stardew Valley and started experiencing all the new quality of life additions, updated content, and the newest farm type, the Beach Farm. It's been a delightfully relaxing experience co-op with my partner when I'm feeling mentally exhausted or depressed. Stalled out on, but plan to return to, Dragon Quest XI. I'll speak to Colin for your tips there. The game is great JRPG comfort food, but trying to juggle a large JRPG and a Persona title at the same time just wasn't going to happen. I do look forward to finishing up the story after we tie a bow on Persona 5 Strikers. I still have not unwrapped mine. I need to get through God of War and finish Far Cry.
Wow, fair play to you. I'm so far into Dragon Quest XI, but now I've been distracted with Final Fantasy, so I shall get back to it too. Kevin Atkinson at Drunk Rogue 68 just completed Fractured Minds. Quick, simple game and easy 1,000 G's. And still playing Forza Horizon 4.
Thank you, Kev. Thank you, Roxy. Thanks, Kev. And Justin. So on to question of the week and the numerous responses we had. Thank you very much for everyone who took the time to write in this week.
Wow, that's a lot of responses. So, question of the week. Would you like to tell Justin and Colin what movies or TV shows have you watched in the last 2 weeks? So I didn't put in the day, so I thought that worked well for us.
Yeah, but you knew full well you were going to get the sarcastic people again.
Of course, that's where I live for the sarcasm.
Fair enough. I won't question the question of the week.
Oh, thank you, Justin. That's very kind of you. Come on, tell us.
I mean,
go on.
Let's have a look.
Okay.
It's a perfectly fine question structure. It's just
how would you suggest an improvement on it?
I would just say Justin and Colm would like to know what movies or TV shows you've watched in the last 2 weeks.
Perfect. I shall do that for next time.
Or even any streamers you want to shout out, because I had to remind Ruth she's been watching streamers as well. Anyway, King of the Sim Crown at Yellowbug 1969 says, I've been on an X-Men binge and worked through the full set of movies chronologically.
Wow.
That would be... if you're doing it chronologically, do you mean chronological release order or in the order they're set, which would mean X-Men Origins first, then X-Men 1, 2, 3, then Wolverine, then First Class, then Days of Futures Past. I don't know. It all gets a bit silly. But well done.
Ian. Red dot, white dot, black dot, bit dead at bit dead 77. You know what I will like to tell us. The wife has never watched Star Wars, so we are watching the whole lot. I'm not sure how impressed she really is. Smiley face with tears of joy, smiley face with tears of joy. Wow, how did you convince your good lady to watch the Star Wars? That's what I want to know.
Maybe he just said, well, we're watching this and put it on.
Oh, so he's a control freak, is he? Does he not have a choice then? Please tell us, Ian.
Kevin Atkinson at Drunk Rogue, Drunk Rogue 68 says, just finished watching WandaVision and loved it. The youngest has never watched all the Marvel movies, so we're starting at the beginning and so far have watched Iron Man 1 and 2. Yeah, that's following the same as what I'm going to be doing with Ruth, but she has seen some of the films, so we get to skip some of them.
Cool. Tim Parlin, a.k.a. Captain Bacon, at tparlin20. Oh, I suppose since you asked so nicely, WandaVision, like everyone else. Now I'm excited for Doctor Strange 2. Dunkirk, very little dialogue left me confused, but I enjoyed it. Doctor Sleep, the sequel to The Shining, didn't disappoint. Cheers, fellas. Thank you, Tim.
I thought Dunkirk was a lot of style over substance. And it's not until the end of the film that you realise you've got three different timelines that are all trying to get to the same point. So one character is being shown over like a 36-hour period, one's being shown over a 12-hour period, and one's being shown over a 2-hour period. And it's really confusing at first, watching them all like out of order until they get to the end where they all line up. Yeah. Okay. H at Welsh Benno says, currently ploughing through How to Get Away with Murder on Netflix, which I'm really enjoying. Yeah, I really enjoyed that as well. I think I've made it to season 5 before I didn't catch it anymore. I'm also coming up to the end of Parks and Recreation, which I've also enjoyed. Ron Swanson is my hero. I think a lot of people would say that. I've also watched some films, but they've been distinctly average or worse. Poo with eyes.
Thank you, Weyhard. Adam at Adam Ducker 84. Rewatching Only Fools and Horses up to series 4 so far. Also on MCU binge up to The Incredible Hulk, and finally rewatched Man of Steel, ready for the Snyder cut.
Yeah. Man of Steel and Snyder are DC, but I understand what you're saying there. K-Palm Death at Stratham says, WandaVision, and what a brilliant series it was. One of the best comic book tie-ins I've ever seen.
Nice. Brooker at Brooker411, I would. Would you like to hear what I've been watching? Trillian at Bouncy Cynic, I would. Please share. Smiley face with teat.
Deep breath. Brooker said over a period of like 6 tweets. Thank you, this was great fun editing. He didn't say that, that's an editorial note from myself. He said, so, we've started the Harry Potter films with the sequel. And by that he means his daughter, not they've started watching from second movie. Not really my bag, but she seems to be enjoying them. I've seen worse, and it's got an overall cast list that beggars belief. 3 films in so far. 2 films into the Friday the 13th series 2, again with Nikita, who really seems to enjoy them. Although I know she's chomping at the bit for part 3, so we can finally get to the famous hockey mask. Rewatch St. Maud, a wonderful slow burn psychological horror that really does stick with you. Highly recommended. I saw adverts for that when it was out of the cinema and it was a little bit too much for me. The Columnist, a Dutch revenge thriller about a writer who takes her revenge on the people that leave nasty comments for her online. Never read the comments. Never read the comments. TV-wise, did The Stand. Not bad, but could have been better. Considering its source material, it did okay. Nos4A2. Cool, almost vampire show based on Joe Hill's book. Book was better, but Zachary Quinto plays a cool bad guy. Finally started a 24 binge after it appearing on Disney+/Star. Hope you guys are doing okay. Definitely doing a lot better than last week, thank you. And that is a lot of watching.
It is. You're keeping yourself busy. Trillian at Bouncy Cynic, I could, but I won't. Whatever Justin said. To which Justin...
I did say, you've been watching streaming too, because obviously she watched everything with me.
And she replied with, okay then, Solemn, 67, Bonga Bonga, at Jerdog 72, playing Moonwalker, with a squeezy face. At Yellowbug 1969, wrestling like a pro, on Twitch, and you on your 6th. I can't believe I forgot that. Started a bit of a bitching session going
there,
on
there was, after that. There was no bitching session. I know that she will just randomly forget things, even when she says, yes, you should stream tonight. I'll be in the chat. And then sends me messages, I'm going to bed now. Thank you. It's lovely. I love it. Dave Controller is Delore Controller. Cup of, I'm going to guess it as it's Dave, cup of coffee, beers, controller, football, family. At Knackerback says, as a family, after watching WandaVision, we have decided to watch all the Marvel Universe films in order on Disney Plus, so we have just sat through Iron Man. It's a bit of a theme going on here.
Yes, seems to be. Mark at Basement Shacks. I wouldn't, actually. It's none of your damn business. Well, that would be a typical reaction I would expect from Mark.
Gav at Postman Gav said, rewatched Thor the Dark World. Wasn't as bad as I remember it being. Finished the superb WandaVision. That's about it, really.
Arthritis at Martin Hindley. I finished watching the first series of the engaging Fate the Wink Saga.
Winks.
Saga, which follows the fortunes of a changing fairy learning to control her powers. Also continue to watch the weekly installments of the Laugh Out Loud Resident Alien and the slow going Damien on Now TV. Cool.
Yeah, at Geekachu Podcast at GearDog72 says, binged Alice in Borderland. Watched more Gilmore Girls, both RuPaul's Drag Races and The Great Pottery Throwdown. Also watched some trippy transcendental streams of Bug Snacks, courtesy of at Solemn67.
Thank you, dear. Mike Green at The Path to Amen. I've started watching the second series of Making a Murderer and watched the second season of Dr. Foster, both on Netflix. On Prime, I'm up to the end of season 1 of The Handmaid's Tale and have begun watching season 2 of The Grand Tour. On Now TV, I'm on to season 2 of My Ballers rewatch. Love everything The Rock is in and about to finish season 1 of True Blue.
True Blood.
Film-wise, I've watched Enemy of the State, which I really enjoyed, and saw The Lincoln Lawyer for the 100th time, as I enjoy it so much. The Lincoln Lawyer.
Yeah, lawyer, not liar.
Yes, lawyer, not liar.
It sounds like you're saying the same word.
Yeah, doesn't it?
So, Square Sausage Ninja, Black Flag, pint of beer. No, it's Flag of Scotland, isn't it? It just comes out black on
Yeah.
At red underscore dwarf underscore posse says, no movies worth remembering, but working through Bates Motel on BBC iPlayer and Superstore, US comedy, on Netflix. Finished WandaVision, enjoyed it, but big cameo or revelation didn't materialise. Disappointed. See, I said that people were being led down the garden path and then not having the gate opened for them.
Yep. McLeod at McLeod LMO. Avoid Tosh tanks.
Avoid Tosh. Yeah, we will avoid Tosh, thank you.
Yeah. Avoid Josh Trank's Capone with Tom Hardy. I give it 1 soiled diaper out of 5. At Red.
That's a bad review.
That is a bad review, yes. Very bad.
Satire VI at Satire VI says, I finished Schitt's Creek. Cried at the Goodbye Special 2. Beautiful show.
Awesome.
Have you finished it now, or are you still going through it?
Well, I finished it. We're on our second watch.
Okay.
Yes, it's very good.
Inspired by Gerdog's avatar of Terry Thomas, I watched A Matter of Who, 1961, which was incredibly current, being about a smallpox outbreak with liberal amounts of casual misogyny. Men are awful.
We are.
We are. Yeah, you'll get no complaints from us on that.
Never. So, that was good. So, I'd like to mention a few podcasts. A Band of Gamers, Geekachu, 60 Minutes Wit, and Film Guff.
Well, thank you, Colin. Next week there is Comic Relief happening on Friday here in the UK. So,
is there?
Yeah, the charity thing. I'm toying with the idea of maybe I should do a stream. Maybe I should do a stream and any, you know, any donations go to charity. But I was thinking, well, if I did, what would I do? I could do Resident Evil in VR, but last time I did that, Colin was like, you're so boring, you're not getting upset by anything. Plus, I'd need someone to sit and monitor the chat if I was in VR. So maybe that's not the best idea. I don't know.
What about Bloodborne?
What, as in you might want to play Bloodborne and I join you?
Yeah.
If you would like to have a co-op on Bloodborne, I would be very happy to do that, and then we can both stream locally and have...
No, you just stream it. It's no point the two of us streaming.
Well, okay. We could do that.
Yeah.
We could definitely do that.
Cool. You're going to set up a GoFundMe page then? Or whatever you call it.
Yeah, I'll look into it over the course of the weekend. I don't know if, with Comic Relief. I don't know if we just link direct to Comic Relief and just say you go.
Cool.
But I'll sort it out. Okay. Well, that's it. That's all of the comments for this week. Thank you very much to everyone who has written in. Thank you to everyone who is listening, and remember, you're special and you are loved. And that goes for you too, Colin.
Thanks. Feeling the love.
Yeah. Whenever anyone at work asks me, how are you feeling? I sort of put my hands out in a gropey fashion and go, just like that. So, I suppose I've been told off by HR.
So am I.
So, we'll be back next week for more talk about what games we're playing and possibly even how our Bloodborne session goes on. Until then, Colm, where can people find you?
You can find me at Solemn67 or tweeting from the @LastSaveLoaded Twitter account. You can find me on twitch.tv/Solemn67.
And for myself, you can find me on twitch.tv/Onya6, and I'm @Onya6 on Twitter, or you can always email the show lastsaveloaded@gmail.com. I have now decided that this weekend I will be putting in a order for an initial small batch of mugs, so Colm, hopefully you'll get one by the time of your birthday, and maybe out of spite I'll order you a shirt as well, because you... Maybe. We both know it's not happening.
Yeah.
So I'll be in touch with people that have already extended interest in getting mug. But other than that, once they're here, I'll have a lovely tweet go out with some pictures of them. And then anyone that wants to get involved and have a piece of LSL is welcome to. So all that remains to be said is thank you for listening. We'll be back next week, as I say, and it's goodbye from me.
That's goodbye from him.
Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Goodbye. I'm not too bad. And, one of them weeks where you just, everything seems to be not kicking off at the same time, and you've got to spread yourself around too thinly.
Steady on. Do you have the suggested beverage?
I do. Green tea. There we go.
Yeah, glad to hear it. Right.
We don't do claps anymore, we do slurps.
Okay, slurps on three. I can't do that. Right. No. Yeah, Ruth just said to me, I was obviously well awake and up. And I said, oh, I better go downstairs and get ready for the podcast. She said, yeah, you don't want a grumpy collie. And I was thinking, well, actually, sorry, she said, you don't want a grumpy combster. And I said, no, it's fine.
He's always grumpy.
And I was thinking, but how's that going to change? Okay. You're going to make me do Brooker. This one, aren't you?
Yeah. Brooker at Brooker411. I would. Would you like to hear what I've been watching? To which Trillian replied, go on.
No, you want me to do the next bits. The next bit's all Brooker.
To which I replied,
no.
To which Trillian at Born Again Cynic said, I would. Yeah, okay.
She changed her name, didn't she?
Bouncy Cynic, yes, sorry. See, this is what's confusing me now. A Trillian at Bouncy Cynic, I would please share smiley face with teat. Trillian at Bouncy Cynic, because somebody just opened the door.
I slammed it in disgust at you.
Yeah, something like that. They never close the doors after them, so the door's going to start banging now again, and I'll have to shut it. Excuse me. Considering, what did I do? Okay. Surely, Penguin at Bouncy Cynic. Okay then.
Two up.
Now the kettle's going now.
Just go for it. Can't hear it.
Avoid Tosh Tank's Capone with Tom Hardy.
Josh.
Oh, Josh, sorry.
That's why I was laughing, because that's not the word. Right. And Tosh is just, like, rubbish.